It's the favourite bits of Husey and Ed.
Happy Friday to you all, your legends, Husey and Ed. They will be back on your radio for the drive home next Monday. While they're away, though, we are checking out some of their favourite bits of the year so far. Of course, it's Friday, so coming up, we'll give some things a good old-fashioned forking.
Oh, yeah!
Sure, there's some Melbournians that would love to be forking a few things or people right now.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Forky Friday coming up very soon. Also, we're going to be chatting to music legend Daryl Braithwaite. Got a brand new song out, plus proposal rejections and talking about giving up and growing. Of course, Husey's given up a stack of things. Talk about all that very soon. Coming up next, though, speaking of Husey, he wasn't sure if pets were allowed in his apartments or not, so we got to the bottom of it.
The managing agent of said block of flats, Nick, is on the line. G'day, Nick.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, now, really good. Now, before Nick,
no.
I'm a good guy, aren't I, Nick?
Oh, you're pretty easy to get on with. It's all right.
Oh, not a ringing endorsement.
Nick?
Yes?
Nick, here's the big question. Does the Husey block of flats allow pets?
He does.
Oh, there you go. I thought I would. Does he have any restrictions?
No restrictions. I believe he once said, I don't care if you've got a zoo, happy to have you in my apartment.
I don't care if you've got a zoo. I would have said that. So that's it. That goes speaks to me being a good guy. I'm very pet friendly.
Very tick next to that one.
Yes, you got a pet. You got a horse. Maybe not a horse.
Get your horse.
So I love pets. I know that. I've got so many of them myself.
I know. But it does beg the question: people would have hidden pets over the years.
Yeah.
So who has hidden a pet?
Carl, have you hidden or are you hiding?
Well, I have hidden, Husey. So when I was living with a mate of mine, we had a couple of pets. We had a rabbit and we had a budgie, and we weren't supposed to have them in there. And the bloke that used to come and get the rent from us,
they
just usually knock on the door. And we give him the cash, but this particular day we didn't have the cash ready, so he came in our lounge room and we were running around a bit panicked.
Yeah.
And someone left the bathroom door open, and as he was standing there, the rabbit came hopping down the hall and proceeded to sat on his feet, actually. And as he looked down, the budgie then came swooping at him and dive-bombed him. And he just looked at us and said, "Boys, I do not want to know about it. Give me the money." And he left, us alone. And
There you go. And you haven't had to hide the bunny. Why? You shouldn't have to hide your bunny or your budgie.
I love the idea of two blokes with a bunny and a budgie. That is so cute, Carl.
They wanted to meet the visitor.
Yeah. What's the bunny's name? Bunnies always have great names. Carl,
Jack the rabbit and Buddy the bird.
Yeah, all right.
Buddy.
Well, mate, we were a couple of stoners. And
Yeah, of course, fair enough. Why not? Who wasn't?
Fair enough.
In the day.
Fair enough too, Carl.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I love Carl.
Veronica, are you hiding as we speak?
I'm hiding, yeah. Not right now, but when we have house inspections, I have a dog and 9 cats.
You have 9 cats, and Veronica?
Is there a limit or you're not meant to have any at all?
No, I'm meant to have, I can have 1 dog and 1 cat. So I'm allowed to have 1 cat.
So you're eight cats over the limit. How do you hide 8 cats when it's time for an inspection?
We have a shed in the backyard. So we just close them in the shed. Hopefully we'd hope that they don't kill each other, but on one inspection, they actually managed to open the shed. So we were just trying to avoid the windows, turning around so the woman would turn around facing us away from the windows.
Yeah, right, and there's just a cat party going on in your backyard.
Yeah, pretty much. They would come out the window staring at us. Why aren't we getting, letting them inside? And we were like, oh, you have to see this room.
Yeah, and you've got away. How long have you been getting away with it, Veronica?
2 years now.
How long?
2 years.
Two years. And they haven't destroyed the house.
No, absolutely.
Would you accept 9 cats and a dog?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all concrete, the flats, you know what I mean? There's not much you can do in there. I mean, they can scratch, that's
time.
True.
Yeah,
they can get.
Yeah,
well, I've got 1 cat and that destroys every couch we have.
All right.
But we still love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've learned, just let the pets.
Let them run.
Let them run free.
Yeah.
Recently, we caught up with the legend that is Daryl Braithwaite. He's got new music plus talking COVID.
Daryl Braithwaite, welcome to Husey and Ed.
Dave, Ed, how are you?
Daryl, can I play a game with you called Random Lanyard? Because we are on Zoom and I can see that. I think you're in your study and there's a rack behind you that's got just an amazing amount of lanyards, which I'm assuming are backstages for gigs. Could you grab one, a random one, and let's see what it was from?
This is exciting. We'll put this on our socials as well.
Goes.
So, yeah, you'll see this at Husey and Ed's socials.
Random.
He's
random.
Just grabbed a random. We reckon he's selecting. There we go.
What's that?
What's he got?
Oh, that's just good. Okay.
What's he's got one? A good one. It's he's not good. As random. As cool,
no, I like it. I like the choice.
What's he got?
It's random. It's the Telstra NRL Grand Final last year.
Oh. Yeah, that is your face. I can confirm. That is Daryl.
Oh, no. Yeah. But we played there. I remember the gig. And when we were playing...
It was only last year. You should be able to remember it, mate.
Yeah,
it
no, that's right, Dave. And we were doing the final. That's the way it's gone. And the half time, and the footballers are running out onto the field about aiming for us.
Oh, yes.
And looking at us going, what the, are you doing out here? And we're looking at them going, hang on, what are you coming out for now? We haven't even finished.
The timing is what the people want.
They do sneak out in the rugby league, don't they?
They just get out
there and all of a sudden it's on. You could have been in the middle of it.
Some of them looked like they didn't like music anyway. Yeah,
it probably wasn't the right time for horses for them, and afterwards it would have been. But, mate, so happy to have new music from you.
It's going to be great.
We're absolutely pumped up.
When are you going back out on the road? Because this is
October.
You look itchy.
October, November, I assume at this time.
Mate, I'm guessing it's going to be earlier than that. I'm calling COVID over earlier than other people. I'm going to ring my agency. Let's just book some gigs, I reckon.
Let's get the band back together. It's Hughes Braithwaite, the first tour back from COVID. It is Hughes Braithwaite, and we are ready.
I'm not following him, mate. I'm on first.
It'll be good. No, you can. We'll all go together, Dave.
All right.
Boys, we'll be back in the studio hanging out with you Monday. While they're away, though, we're checking out some of their favourite bits of the year so far.
So you're saying if they don't say yes,
get out of there.
Because they're not.
Because it's cards.
Just not that into you.
That's right. The cards are on table and they don't want them.
Yeah. What if they say things like, we'll wait till we can afford it or, I don't believe. What about I don't believe in marriage? That happens a lot.
Yeah,
I don't believe in it.
Okay, gee, that's a.
You don't need a piece of paper to show.
Technicality, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. You're right. That's a toughie.
Well, you know what I'd like to hear, and I don't know if we'll get any calls from people who put some effort into their proposal, who've actually gone, I didn't put
like
a lot of effort into my proposal.
It was on the side of the road in Northern
Territory.
Yeah,
well, I was driving, yeah. It was not. It was not a. It was
I was
poor.
In my dressing gown at. My in-law's house.
Again, poor.
Thank you.
Jack, did you put any effort in?
I did put a lot of effort in, yeah.
What did you do?
The first time? It's a long story. Let's not go into that.
Oh, well, just give us the headlines.
I organised her to have the day off work. She had no idea. A limo picked her up, took her to all the places like where we had our first date, first kiss, and her bridesmaids that she said that she was going to have were all sort of at each location.
Oh, but God. When did you eventually propose, though?
And then when she got to the beach, which is her favorite, which was her happy place, she used to call it.
How far into the day was she when you got to the beach?
Lunchtime. Lunchtime she took the... She, I told
how many
you
hours? How many
story.
Hours into the proposal? How many hours into the process was the actual?
Oh no, it's only like it's down the same street. It's like a 25-minute, 30-minute drive. I mean, she knew as soon as she got into. The
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Isn't that's it? Not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh God, why do you just ask now?
Yeah,
why do you have through to this?
Go through this?
It was a shit proposal then.
Why do you have to go through all this nonsense? These girls I probably won't speak to again.
An English guy proposing, an Aussie guy just goes
visa job.
Want to get married?
Visa job. He's pulling a visa job.
No,
she'd already paid off his credit card.
I already had a passport.
Did you propose, Jason?
Yeah, I did. No, I put a lot of effort into it. So I thought, how am I going to do this? And I thought, I'll put the wedding ring in her top pillow.
Yeah, the engagement ring.
I thought, the engagement ring. I thought, no drama. She'll lay down. We'll have a yarn and she'll feel the ring. And wouldn't believe it. She lays down.
Yeah.
Picks the pillow up, throws it on the ground, and I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do I take that as a no, or doesn't she know?
Well, did you end up with her or not, Jason?
Yeah, mate, we're married happily today.
I was lucky.
I put all that effort into it, and she threw the pillow and went, plan B, didn't have one.
Yeah, but
see, that's lucky. Jason's lucky that she's gone
no
down a crate.
Girl.
Well, not that one. Get that off.
How many pillows did you have on
She's
the...
a two-pillow gal, is she, isn't she, Jace?
She's always been two pillows. Yeah, that's why I thought, you're kidding me.
Yeah, she's...
No, well, you should have put a ring in each pillow, you know?
No, who's got enough for two rings?
I don't know.
Can't just be putting pillows, a ring in every pillow that she might wander past.
Jess, what happened?
Hi. Yeah, so I'm on the other side of the proposal, actually.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of an awkward one. So it wasn't your casual, normal proposal. So I have broken up with my daughter's father recently. She's 1.5.
Okay.
And this was about 6 to 8 months ago. And I've recently got a new boyfriend and have a family and moved in together and all of that. So I took his daughter to go and see him. And we were at a park and there was a river nearby. So we walked down to the river just for a walk. And he got down on the knee, and I just went, no, 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 no. Oh. He cheated on me, and yeah, no, you're not going to go back there.
So you'd already Whoa. Moved on. You had a new Whoa. Boyfriend, and the ex just tried to slip in and Whoa. Get you back down by the river.
The new boyfriend was not happy about that one.
He's gone nuclear.
There's no more walks with your ex.
It's Husie and Ed. More of their favourite bits up soon. Husie and Ed.
Earlier on this year, Husie celebrated a huge milestone, a massive achievement. 10,000 days sober. Hasn't touched a drop of alcohol or any sort of substance. 10,000 days. We got his mate Rat on to tell some stories about Husie from back in the day.
He won't drink, he's given up. 10,000 days later, he's reached the top.
He has. Husie has reached the top. It's his 10,000th day sober.
Yeah.
We're celebrating, but we're going down memory lane.
Yep. So November 2nd, I think, 1992 was the last drink. We spoke to Marno, the last guy I had a drink with, my drinking partner. We had a lot of good
times. Well, he told us a wonderful story about you were up in Norfolk Pine and the police were getting you to try and come down via a ladder. And this is what he told us.
Do you remember being at the top of that tree?
You were dangling your legs down and the cops were trying to reach up and grab them.
Yeah, well, I was
in that divvy van watching that for about, I don't know, 20 minutes.
So you... Yeah, well, so disappointed how easily he got down that tree.
He was waiting in
it
the
divvy. It was just scary. You're going home in the back of a divvy van. We didn't go home. We went to the lockup.
And now we are joined by another one of your old friends, Rat Day. Hey, Rat.
How you going, Ed? Husie?
Now, Rat, you told me some wonderful stories about Husie in Perth, but I believe you've got a very special story to tell us about the days back when Husie, before he was sober. What happened, Rat?
Yeah, before he was sober, he was a pretty wild man. What about the sheep story, Husie?
I want to hear the sheep story, please, Rat. Take it away.
The sheep story. I think it was Christmas Eve. Is that right, David, as far as I can remember?
Yeah, there was two sheep incidents, I think. One was Christmas Eve and one was after a grand final loss. So I can't remember which one it was. But it was a mad, big party. And, yeah,
big
and
Marno,
it was actually Marno who went down to the local abattoir during the party.
Yeah, we went after 91.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys had a big night. Sheep had a big night. We've gone into the... Where's Husie? Oh, he's in bed. So they went in the bedroom. There's Husie fast asleep. And there's a sheep on its back with its
footy
boots on. It had a footy jumper on,
but it wasn't on its back.
And a crash helmet.
So you went to bed with a sheep that had a crash helmet on and a footy jumper and footy boots.
I didn't dress that sheep. I didn't dress that sheep, and nothing happened between me and that sheep. But
that you know of.
You know what, that sheep with the footy jump, no, nothing would have happened. Of course it didn't.
there was another sheep story.
Our landlord lived next to their house was next to our house, and that sheep ended up in their backyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were not happy.
In the jumper.
Yeah, in the stack hat.
In the stack hat. For safety.
Rat, well 10,000 days. I remember trying to get Rat on the grog back then. I used to say to Rat, come on, have a drink, mate. Come on, Rat.
We spent the whole time trying to use to get a woman. We just couldn't pull one. And so he went off the grog and just started reeling him in.
It's a true story.
Really?
Absolutely. Off the grog. Not reel them in is probably a bit much.
Reeling them in.
Of course, it's one of our favourite segments.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
Whatever it is, get it off your goat. Whatever gets your goat, get it off your chest.
The one.
Whatever's grinding your gears, whatever's...
Got your goat.
What if it's got your goat? Hmm. Yeah. What did I say about the goat? I said, get it off your goat.
Yeah, get it off your goat.
Yeah, we don't want it on your goat. If it's on your goat,
you want it. Get that off my goat.
Now, Esther, what is it?
Hello. So someone is sneaking into our yard with their dog and doing poo. Mm-hmm. And it's happened about maybe 7 times mm-hmm. and we can never catch them. And they're also stealing all of our cherry tomatoes that we've been growing for quite some time.
That is disgraceful. I'm more unhappy about the cherry tomatoes than the poo, to be honest.
You need sensor lights and sensor lights.
Landmines.
Yeah, and landmines.
Actual landmines. Are they legal in your own yard?
Oh, if you can bury them yourself, no. I believe they are.
Tripwires involving grenades.
They're hard to get hold of, though.
Grenades or landmines?
Both.
Yeah.
Bunnies don't have them.
No. There's a hole in the market.
Yeah.
Now, this is your front yard, obviously, Esther.
Front yard. So we've locked the front door, gate during the night, and then we've got like a granny flat around the side, which is then in a separate kind of section. And so then they've started going into there. So they're very crafty little critters.
So do you think it's the dog eating the cherry tomatoes or do you think their owner is stealing the cherry tomatoes?
No, they're very high up. So they've just seen it and gone, oh, I'll take those as well.
Yes, unless it was
I hate them. Esther, I hate these people. You seem too friendly.
No, I mean, I love dogs. So, but I don't like cherry tomato stealing people.
All right, we'll give it to him before I use a sound effect that's going to get us into trouble, apparently. Take it
here
away.
Here we go. Go, Esther.
Fuck you, you weirdo poo.
Fair play.
Dog pooing.
Yeah, yeah, we're with you. Yeah. Cherry tomato stealing.
I get it.
Dog pooing allowing.
Thank you. It's a hard combo because it's never been done before. That's why she's having trouble with it.
Yeah, I was struggling.
First time I've ever heard those two together.
And I'm a professional radio broadcaster.
Si,
Yanni, what are we forking?
Just one of the workers at work, Daniel, mate. He's given me the wrong drawer unit for a job I'm doing tonight, and I've had to go back to the factory, and now I'm going to miss the footy because I won't get back home in time.
That's disgusting. And Daniel, the footy's only just come back on, and his bloody mate has just absolutely stitched him up.
Daniel's not a mate.
Mate,
selfish.
I'm Ewan.
Yeah, give it to
you should
him.
Be.
Selfish. Selfish.
All right, here we go. Fuck you, Daniel.
Fuck you.
Yanni's a great guy.
QC and Ed back on Monday. Right now, though, time to do some more forking.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
We don't care what you want to fork. We just need your phone calls and we need your... No, just a phone call.
That's all we need.
Who are you forking?
Oh, yep. Sorry. Hey, I just want to fork all them drivers out there that think it's okay to throw bloody beer bottles and like glass bottles and stuff out the window. For the last week, I use my push bike. I love my push bike.
Yeah, fair enough too. Great for the environment. Great for your
flat tires.
Three flat tires in one week.
I hate it.
Too many. You only got two tires.
Exactly. Unless it's
Is it always the front one or the back one or has it been mixed up?
It's mainly the front. I've had one back and two front.
Right. It's so annoying. A puncture. You got to stop. You got your puncture kit.
Yeah, really annoying.
Take it away, Luke.
Yeah, give it to them.
Yeah. Fork you tosses.
Fork you!
Yeah, real tosses.
Well done.
People, it's not the 1970s. You're not allowed to litter anymore. Back in the good old days, yes, you throw everything out the window and you get on with your day.
When you got a whole car that you were finished with, you'd push it into the river.
Absolutely. Or just leave it on the side of the road and no one would care.
They can't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, you could burn it. And you were allowed to burn things back then. You could burn whatever you liked, whatever you could
get. Bonfire.
Use petrol, any sort of accelerant.
Up she goes.
Just burn everything. Your backyard will be a bonfire at least once a week.
Yep.
Good old days.
Wonderful.
But a different time.
Did you have a lot of bonfires at your joint?
Absolutely. We had a big barrel.
Yeah.
And I just said, I would say to Dad, what can I burn? You know? What can I burn today?
What did he say?
He would say, whatever, just burn everything. We would burn all the rubbish.
I'd
just burn everything.
Yeah.
Not hopes and dreams, mate. But now, burning is good fun, but it's not now. Don't do it. Don't burn. Backburn when you're meant to backburn.
Thank you.
Sheridan, what are you forking?
Hey, Hughie, it's Sheridan Harvey. How are you?
Oh, yeah, great. How are you? You're a singer.
I'm great.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, this is actually connected to my singing. Lauren and I, we perform under Lash 78, and Facebook have been taking down our cover videos because they violate copyright. But I don't understand that when someone's singing your song, like, we're not trying to promote the song, we're trying to, you know, get ourselves out there and stuff. But they're taking down our videos.
You're taking down your videos, and what songs are you singing? Sorry.
So we sing all different ones. Like, we sang on our live board in the house, Blinded by the Lights by The Weeknd.
Facebook are taking that down.
They're taking it down. And so we've been doing board in the house sessions every Saturday night.
Crazy.
Taking them down.
So where have you put them up, Sheridan? Where can we see them?
Instagram?
So they're on our Facebook and Instagram, but it's just under Lash 78.
Give me the Facebook. Give me the Instagram account. I'm going to follow you right now.
Yeah, so our Instagram is Lash 78 Music. L-A-S-H-78.
Lash 78 Music. Everyone, follow Sheridan. She's an unbelievable singer.
Oh, and thanks,
Izzy. Yeah, so give it to Facebook. Loud as you can, Sheridan.
Whoa!
That's a lot of people. You know.
Here we go. It's a follow. Booyah.
Driving you home. It's the favourite bits of Husey and Ed.